This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's tackle a problem by someone other than the people in this room. We call it OPP. Greta has some sort of issue.
Yeah, Greta found out the guy she's dating has been holding back a secret.
Oh, no.
Stop me if you've heard it before.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And on tomorrow's OPP.
What's with these men and their secrets?
It's not just men. Greta?
Yay.
What's going on?
Oh, gosh. Yes. So I have been dating a guy for a few months, and he has had a secret. So I'm 36. Sorry. Let me close this window. Everybody wants to race right now. Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, oh, my God. He's the race car driver. No.
Like, what is NASCAR outside? What is going on? Yes. Okay. So, yes, he does have a secret. So, I'm 36, and he said he was 29.
Okay.
Okay. We've been dating for a few months. And he recently told me he's actually only 19.
What?
Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Stop. Stop.
Whoa. She could say 22, and I'm not going to react. I literally had a number in my head that I wasn't going to react at.
You're doing the math.
I was. I was like, not even the half thing. Just like, yeah, no, like, you know, because then he can carry on a conversation and blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yes. First of all, I feel like an idiot because, like, how 10 years, like, he lied about being 10 years younger. Like, that's crazy. I mean, anyway.
I don't know. I think people don't have age anymore. It's so strange.
Like, I agree. Especially, guys have beards or whatever. Like, it just,
there
I don't know.
Kids at my daughter's high school with full beards.
It's funny because the younger people look older, and then the older people look
older
younger.
People look younger.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
so
it's
confusing to be alive.
Yeah, it's not like you're pulling birth certificates on dates either.
I mean, but have you gone out on a date and ordered wine?
Okay, so that's the thing. I was wondering why he didn't drink.
Because
so stupid. This is why he couldn't prove he was of legal age. I didn't think about it when he didn't drink.
Yeah, but you can't. I don't know.
Yeah, but
has he ever said he can't go on a date because he has school?
19, he'd be out of college, I guess.
Yeah, he's in college.
College?
Oh, Jesus.
He is in college.
You're an idiot.
You know, good for you, boo-boo. Get your degree, okay? Let's do it. Get educated. I love that.
Wait, have you fallen for this guy? I mean, it sounds like, now that you know it, I mean, for me, like, if I were dating somebody, and she said she was 19, I don't know what age she'd have to say for me to be like,
I'm more in love with you.
Gross.
I feel like if this was the other way around, I would be such a creep, you know?
But you were 19 and he was 36.
Yes. Like if the guy, if you know what I mean? Like, no, if Yeah, if I was a guy and he was a girl, I feel like I would look at that situation like, ew, you're such a creep. But I really like him, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do, and I am a little flattered that he wanted to date me so badly that he felt like he had to lie about his age.
Did he think you were his mother?
Oh my gosh.
I just,
like, you can't date him. I'm sorry. I don't care about, like...
Are you kidding me?
No, he's 19. That's a baby. He can't even vote.
He
can't drink.
He can only buy cigarettes and porn. What kind of relationship is that?
Greta, I want to need Aaron to leave the room for a second.
I'm staying right here, bud.
Obviously, you've slept with him.
I have, and now I know why he had so much energy.
Wait, hold on. You might be onto something.
Yeah, Aaron, shut your hole.
This is what I'm saying. Don't knock it till you...
Oh, my God! We are not condoning... All right, let me just get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. It's inappropriate. Did you do the math? What is half of 36?
18.
Oh, half plus, of 36 is 18.
Plus 7.
25.
Yeah, no, she can date. She could date younger than 25.
No.
I was going to let her go down to 22. 19 is just a crapshoot from there.
all right, just go on to 6. Close enough.
I'm not no. He's out of high school.
It's technically legal.
What did you guys know at 19, though? If he couldn't even be honest about
energy.
His age.
Okay, but Greta, you liked him before you knew this. So is he stupid? Like, does he not stupid, but immature?
No,
does he?
He's not stupid. Clearly, I am.
No, but Greta, are you having good? Obviously, you the relations are good. But like, are you like when you're on your alcohol-free date? Is the conversation good? Like, or does
yes.
he? Is, yeah. So he's.
Yes.
I'm gonna say this, Aaron.
He's giving me better conversation than a lot of guys my age. I'm like, what is happening?
I'm not trying to be weird or creepy, Aaron, but I imagine you at 19 could have landed a 50-year-old because you've always been, you don't talk like you're your age. You're just an old soul.
Yeah.
And maybe this dude is that.
Which I understand that, and I don't mind the age difference.
Sounds like you did because you called him a child.
I do because 19 is so young. If it was like 42 and 26, that's a little different. But under 20, whatever the math is, I didn't, whatever.
So I have to wait till I'm 40? Is that what it
no,
is?
No, I don't think.
Well, Aaron asked, it's kind of a trick question. It's like, well, what did you guys know at 19? It's like, well, what do I know now? I'm kind of just...
More than 19.
I'm dumb now, too.
But they're having good conversation, so...
That I'm dumb now.
No, you're not dumb, Greta.
I'm dumb.
We're all dumb. I mean...
But I feel dumb. I feel dumb because this is crazy. How did I not... 10 years, dude? I can understand, like, 3-4 years. You know, guys have lied to me before about their age by, like, 2-3 years. I don't know what it is with these young guys. I don't know what it is 19. With these young guys
Greta,
being attracted to me.
Greta, when you met him, if he would have said, I'm 19, would you have gone out with him?
Hell no.
So, okay. but
no.
He wanted to go. I'm not condoning
he's a liar,
lying, but guys and girls lie.
Yeah.
They do.
Get
they
in
do.
The door mm-hmm. and then hope we set the hook hard enough before truth comes out.
Right.
I mean, so like, healthy.
I'm not saying it's healthy.
It sounds like this guy's
set the hook.
Yeah, he's doing
the hook is partially set.
Yeah, he's putting some work.
It is. I wish he didn't, but you know, I got the bait. I'm on the hook. Like,
but think about this: you date him for 2 more years. You guys are gonna toast champagne.
My gosh,
Aaron, why are you such a stick in the mud?
I just think it's too young. I can't get over that.
19 is too young for you. You could date a 19-year-old right now.
No, I could not.
Yes, you could.
No.
In fact, if you're 19
no.
and like the redheads.
Full lines. Wow.
I was going to say text because we want to. Greta, hang on. We're gonna get you some advice on what to do.
Please do.
Did she immediately have to break up? You're a breakup right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because of the lie or because of his age or both?
Both.
Okay.
I mean, he did lie. It's a big lie. Is he lying about something else? Is he not even 19?
Stop the slippery slope thing. I mean, that's his big lie. That's his big shoe. I just hate it when people go, if she lied about the temperature outside, she might actually be in the wrong political party. Like, shut up. Yeah, it's like she lied about the temperature outside. It doesn't always have to be like, you lied about something small and you have seven other lies underneath it.
Yeah, I wonder what would the other shoe be to drop. He's 19. He's probably also not CEO of the Fortune 500. Right. Like, we kind of get, we get it. You're 19 in school.
I'm hopeful that he's actually 19 at this point. Maybe that's his way of like slow releasing his, it's like, all right, like, so you're cool 17. With 19. All right, so you know how you always have to drive? My mom really wants to meet you.
I do have a permission slip for you to sign as well. They hit it off. That's the worst part. Like, obviously it would have been shut down, but is this one of those cute stories maybe they'll tell later on, or is it just like Aaron's saying, is it just gross and weird and he lied?
Because it's only 17 years.
Again, I don't mind the age gap, but 19 is so young. He should be focusing on his peers and people his age and dating his age and learning that.
Can't help who you love, Aaron.
I agree, but you can if they're a child.
No, he's not a child. According to the laws of the United States of America, he was
isn't 21.
No, he was no longer a child 1 year ago.
Mm-mm.
Yes, 18 is when you reach your
majority. I disagree with the laws of America.
Okay. Well, that's a whole other issue.
We'll get to that OPB next week.
Greta is dating what she thought was a 29-year-old who turns out he's 19. Is this an automatic deal breaker, or because he's great for her in every way, shape, and form, should she ride it out?
Full of energy.
I'm trying to use as many euphemisms as I can.
I see.
Should she throw the whole bunch of bananas? All right. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're trying to help out Greta. She was dating a 29-year-old man for a little bit, and then she found out...
He was not 29.
He's 19. She's 36.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron is vehemently opposed to this.
I don't mind the age gap, but I think it needs to...
Yes, you do.
Hold on. Let me finish. I don't mind the age gap, but I think it needs to be later on. I think 19 is too young for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You can handle however many years this is. It's almost 20 years. It's 17 years. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Yeah. But if it was 30 and 47, you're fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he loves her. She loves him.
Does he even know what love is? That's what I mean. He's 19. Is he just like, someone...
But like I said before, Aaron, you're different. You're not like... at 19, I think you probably did.
No.
So...
Oh. Absolutely not.
You're just saying that because you don't want me to win this.
No.
Jen.
Yai.
What do you think?
I think it's true. Like, if it was reversed, it'd be more like people would consider it more creepy, but it's also like, I think you should probably be with somebody your own age. So like I was telling them, like, my daughter is 20, and this is her, like, first relationship, and the dude's 34.
Oof. So it's basically the same.
Yeah, but the problem that I have with it more than anything is that she lied about it. She told me he was, like, 21, and then she told me he was 24. And then when it was time for me to meet him, she's like, oh, yeah, he's 34 and has an ex-wife and all this stuff. So as a parent with a 20-year-old, I'm like, really? And I'm just, like, thinking, like, this dude is, like, predatory. Like, what does he get out of being with a 20-year-old other than, like, the obvious things? Mm-hmm. I mean, do they have in the same kind of conversations? What do they have in common? And why would this person who's already been married and older and kind of had, like, life experiences have in common with a 20-year-old that, you know, so it's the same thing. Like, what do you have in common other than...
Especially if you're establishing the relationship with lies surrounding it. If you feel like you can't be honest about
exactly. You know your mom's going to freak.
Because what's the right answer? You
I
shouldn't be doing this.
I wouldn't have. If she was honest with me and upfront with me, I would have not freaked out as much as I did. As much as I did when it was a lie. When it was a lie and it's like, okay, so that affects mine and her relationship because she's lying to me. But it's also like if you are ashamed of it or you feel like weird about it or you're embarrassed by it, then you shouldn't be doing it.
But have you seen the two of them together?
One time.
And what was it weird or did it seem like they love each other?
I mean, they've known each other like a month. I don't know if love's in there, then that's just stupid.
I don't know.
But, you know, I got married and I was pregnant when I was 20 years old, but it was to another stupid-ass 20-year-old, not somebody that should, you know, I mean, it should be illegal to be married, in my opinion, when you're 20. I mean, you change so much between, like, 19 and 23, and you just change so much as a person. And to be somebody that's already been through all those other experiences and stuff.
But Jen,
I just think that it holds you back from being your authentic self. And if you have
Jen,
to lie about it.
Is your daughter marrying this guy?
God, I hope not.
But
because
seriously,
I'm
tell
saying
us how you really
she could
feel.
Still change. You know, I mean, it's like she may grow out of this, but the more you push, the more she's going to stay with this guy.
I've taken a step back with that. I have. I've taken a step back and realized, yeah. Like, I remember when I was 20, and if my parents said don't, I was like, oh, yeah, what? Hold my beer.
Right, exactly.
But hey, you're only 20.
But it's just like I asked her if it was everything, and then, like, you know, like piece by piece stuff keeps coming out. Like, he was sitting in my living room, and he says, like, oh, yeah, my ex-wife said that. I was like, ex-wife? Really? Ex-wife? Because that puts it a whole
Everybody's got a mulligan thing. By the time they're 34. Come on.
Yeah, but she doesn't. And I don't know. I just think like him, like is to the person who's on, was talking about the 19-year-old. I mean, it's kind of all based on a lie. And that's how I feel about this relationship. It's all kind of based on a lie. And if you can't be your true authentic self and say who you are, then I'd question everything that they say and do. But I'm a bitter old 53-year-old.
I'm just,
you are wise. That's
I'm just
what it
saying
is.
Sometimes you hold back the truth.
Nope.
Just until
lying.
Everyone feels more comfortable.
No,
it's not. You're just.
That's basing the entire relationship on a lie. And then how can you trust that person anymore? Like, I don't trust my daughter right now. I don't trust her at all. She's like telling me what she thinks I want to hear. And I honestly don't even know if the dude knew anything about what she was saying to me, but yeah, you know, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. It's all fresh and new to me, but I think, like, you know, really question like where you are. Cause you know, I know my daughter has daddy issues. So it's like, you have to question, do you have like mommy issues? Is he looking for a mom? Is he looking for somebody to take care of him? Is he looking for a relationship that's not balanced? Because to me, 19, and I forget how old she said she is it a
36.
Balanced relationship?
Yeah. But I mean, but, you know, they're both getting something out of it. I mean, I appreciate, and I hope, I honestly, The one thing I hope for you, Jen, is that you mend the fence with your daughter. Don't let this, you know why she did it. Just don't. And I think if you just let it happen, she'll figure out she doesn't want to be married to a 34-year-old dude.
And that's how I am right now. I've kind of, like, the last couple days have been rough. And, you know, and I'm like, I don't want it to damage or hurt our relationship. But as a parent, I'm like, dude, really? Really?
No,
I'm
talking a big game over here, but if it were my daughter...
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say, because I've been listening to you since your daughter was born.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing all the things that
I would not be happy.
It's like, yeah, exactly. Because you're like, what is this dude's motivation? What is his...
Well, it's...
You know, and then
we all know.
With the 19-year-old, what's his motivation, you know?
Yeah.
What's his motive? Does he see long term? Is he going to, you know, is he... You know, I mean...
I guess she was... Okay. Mindy...
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
I think she needs to let him go.
Even though it's fun?
Yeah, when?
Even though,
maybe a couple more.
He's young. He hasn't even experienced like being 21 and going to the bars. So what's that going to do?
So maybe let him go in 2 years.
No.
When he's old enough to go to the bar.
You're more invested in 2 years. No, let it go.
All I'm saying, okay, thank you, Mindy. All I'm saying is, that's like, if you wanted to get away from your guy, like, oh, I need some me time, just go to a bar. He can't come.
Yeah. That's like,
yeah, you can make faces at him through the glass. Nah, nah.
Oh my gosh.
Aaron, why do you ruin everything? Gary?
Yai,
what do you think?
I think the situation's messy. Being a parent, I'm 37, I have an 18-year-old daughter. And if she told me that she was dating somebody that much older than her, I think I would freak out. It's not common, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how the parents would take it on either side of the fence. I mean, does his parents know that this is happening? Not that he has to answer to them, but.
But she could absolutely be his mom, but that's okay. Because maybe his mom's older. It would get weird if his mom is younger than you, right? Then that'd be weird. Mm. Don't you think?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think it's weird now.
Okay. You're ruining everything. People just want to be happy. You were happy when she said he was energetic.
That doesn't mean anything.
Mindy.
Yai.
Yai, what do you think?
I'm a high school teacher, so...
So you date a lot of younger men?
Stop.
No. I think it's a hard pass. Their brains aren't even fully developed until you're 25.
Mm.
Like, the decision-making part of their brain is not, I just...
It's non-existent.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my seniors turn 19 when they're in their senior year, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
All right, they can break up.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.